We want to allow ourselves to shake hands with our higher selves. So remember, we're grooming ourselves for self-mastery and we're standing in an upright position. So the more that we can congratulate ourselves, the more that we can welcome our heavenly value, our heavenly attainment. So we want to remember that that attainment is easily justified. In other words, it's very close. And so what we're doing is we're signing on, we're agreeing, we're stepping forward, we're placing our heavenly values. So in other words, we're saying yes. We're saying yes to the light. We're saying yes to our truth. We're saying yes to our full evolved status. Now, when I'm saying full evolved status, the energy that surrounds me is just absolutely magnificent. And so this full evolved status allows us to proceed. It allows us to graduate. It allows us to sing our heavenly tune, our heavenly commitment, our heavenly value. Now that's very significant and important and warranted, because in this place, in this commodity, in this field of awareness, we are moving into a new timeline, into a new range, into a new category. So we want to feel that like pressing upon. We want to feel that heavy conclusion, that heavy promotion, that sing-along status. And so the sing-along status is an energetic vibration. It's an energetic warehouse. It's an energetic symphony. And so just imagine, like, if you've ever had a sound bath or singing bowls, anything where you have that reverberation. What we're learning to do is to adjust to our holy significance. And that holy significance is quite substantial. It's quite important. And they're saying, like, it surrounds sound. So in other words, it surrounds us. It surrounds us with victory. It surrounds us with achievement. It surrounds us with our heavenly bliss, because we're the ones that are deciding to accept. We're the ones that are deciding to move into new placement. We're the ones that are deciding to conceive that all things are possible now for ones that believe. And so what you're believing in is your light. What you're believing in is your new status. What you're believing is your new attainment, your new compensation, your new destination. So when I'm saying destination, it's like almost taking a street sign and just lifting it up and carrying it a distance. So the more that we can feel that heavenly exchange, the more that we can feel that bypass of energy, of attainment, what we're doing is we're struggling not. In other words, we're not trying to succeed. We're not trying to manifest out of the old attunement, the old vibration. We're moving into a new delicacy. We're moving into a new establishment. We're moving into a new harmony. We're moving into new riches. And from this turnstile, from this heavenly value, this is where we grow and grow. So the growing, remember, is in vibrational alliance, vibrational acceptance, vibrational adherence. So we're learning to sing along, to chime along, to reverberate, to resonate with this new accommodation. So the accommodation is wish fulfilling. And so this is whatever our wishes are, whatever our higher self deems appropriate, it's like we magnetize it, we bring it forth, we create with excellence, we create with holy establishment, we create with passion. And so that passion is in being turned on, in being saluted with our heavenly light, with our heavenly zeal, with our heavenly transparency. So that transparency goes in and out, because we're assuming a new gifting, we're assuming a new placement, or we're assuming a new orchestration. And so what was deemed possible in the past, where I couldn't ignite. Nothing ever happened, no matter how hard I wanted it, no matter how hard I tried. Now, in this new accommodation, in this new field of breakthrough, we bring forth new symphony. We bring forth new establishment. We bring forth new grace. We bring forth new excellence. So allow yourself to receive these gifted treasurings. And so again, it's an energetic alignment. It's an energetic commitment. So that commitment is staying in your power, staying in your light, staying in your homecoming, staying in your new establishment. So this is where we don't trespass against self. We don't go backwards. We don't cling to past stories, past dramas, past. It's like in the past, and we allow it to stay there because we're marching forward. We're marching on. We're establishing grace. We're establishing commitment. We're establishing holy remembrance. So as we will receive the light, as we will receive this place of new accommodations. So when I say new accommodations, there is this like a huge angelic presence. Just imagine Archangel Michael or whatever, like with these amazing angel wings, this huge angelic presence. And it's like fortifying our existence, because remember, we're strengthening our alliance to love. We're strengthening our holy remembrance. We're strengthening our light. And so when we have this presence that is like all powerful, it's like marking our placement. It's marking our establishment. It's marking our victory. And it's holding us near and dear. Holding us near and dear. Now that's very relevant, because we want to remember that we are stewards of the light. We're stewards of the victory march. We're stewards of holding that. When we say transparency, it's like living without that ego and assuming our natural state. And our natural state is light. Our natural state is love. And our natural state is all powerful. So as you will receive this change of heart, and so the change of heart is, I just feel like a cleansing of our spiritual heart, where we're releasing that confinement, those chains, that bitterness, our hurt, our pain. Remember, it's getting like washed away. Just imagine like a river, and it's just, things are just flowing on the river, like chairs are going by, leaves and papers and diaries and old tissues where we cried, and it's just leaving. So we want to allow this light to, it's like a baptism. It's establishing grace. It's establishing new record keeping. It's establishing our new tradition, our new placement, our new urgency. So allow this energy to be fulfilled. And so this is, allow it to fill you up. Allow it to fill you up with graduated sequencing. So in other words, again, and again, and again. And so when we're receiving this light, it's the past is no longer, because we know we're now in our accelerated format, where we're no longer abiding by old sequencing. So this is where someone's going to get into conflict, and don't you remember, and whatever. And it's like, let bygones be bygones, because we're moving, we're traveling to victory, we're traveling to our new consent, we're traveling to our new heavenly exchange. So as you will receive the light with liberal pleasure is come quickly, come often, and fill yourself up. So it's like, just imagine light, like just bathing in light, and more light, and more light still. So when we receive this, everything's possible, anything's possible, because it's like out of your shine, out of your new tomorrow, out of your new establishment. So you're one with your graduated consent, you're one with your I Am presence, you're one with your learned makeup. And so the learned makeup is that master self that has been here all along, waiting for its introduction, waiting for its homecoming, waiting for it's consent. Like, is anyone going to let me in? So we're the ones that are saying yes. We're the ones that are releasing the old formula, the old energies that just had us like using up all our energy all day long. So that's in the past, and we're moving into land, to a welfare providence where all comes upon us quickly. Now we want to remember quickly because we're dropping the need for linear time. We're dropping the need to have it go on and on and on, because why not have instant manifestation? Why not have new tomorrows in this very room, in this very field of excellence? So we're learning how to switch our attention. We're learning, and this is very essential, because the old is still going to chatter, chatter, chatter. We're learning to pass it by. So just remember, they want us to remember this visualization of when we saw that river, and just imagine like objects of your past just passing by, like we no longer need to hold on. We no longer need to have that memory, you know, like, wait a minute, you owe me an apology, or I owe you, like, it's just passing by. I don't even have the book anymore. I couldn't even tell you, because we're consenting to our new tomorrow. Now, this is what's quickening. This is what's drawing us near. In other words, this is what has our attention. This is all that matters. All that matters is being the bridge maker of the light. All that matters is what we're engaging in now, what we're creating from now in the new arrival. So when we think of the new earth, when we think of the ascended earth, when we think of residing in 5D, this is how we do it. So again, notice what calls you, what grabs your attention. Pay attention to what you're paying attention to. And if you don't like what you're all twisted up in, just put it in the river and just imagine it gliding by and adjust to your light. So they're going to come around through and through and continue to bathe us, continue to bring us into full consent, into full victory, into full establishment, as we will partake of the riches. So it's up to us, as we will partake of the riches. And again, we want to remember the visualization of that river, where it's just we're letting things go by because we're not going to engage. We're not going to use our energy. We're focusing on our new tomorrow, which is quickening in our establishment, in our manifestational procedure. So they're saying, like, allow the games to begin. It's so cute, because we're the ones igniting that flame. Now, they want us to have some symbolism for that flame. For myself, I see a flame in my higher heart psychically. You can imagine a candelabra. You could have a tear of light. You can have a burning bush and see Moses, whatever holds your interest. Because you want it to be something that's quick to the touch. In other words, that you'll remember. It can be the threefold flame, whatever will bring you back to self-mastery. You can think of a candle. But again, we're reporting to our light over and over. So allow those new provisions to take hold. Allow them to be everlasting. In other words, new agreement, new person, new configuration, new frequency, new transfer of consent. I consent to my new tomorrow. I consent to my 5D authority. I consent to my ascended self. So we're allowing that to be established in the now moment. Again, dropping the need for linear time, moving into further establishment. Receive that on all levels. They're saying we're going to notice. So you can get all caught up and it's like, wait a minute. That goes in my river. That goes in my river because I'm focusing on my light. So allow yourself to receive with kindness and mercy. Kindness and mercy. Mwah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay,